Come on, Vance. Find the way. Come on then, Vance. You find Mark. We're heading back to the pub now, back to Victoria Tube at about midnight. I should have recorded earlier, actually, because the atmosphere was more interesting, let's just say. Just catching Mark up again. Doesn't take us long to catch you up.
Yeah. I thought I'd get my breath back a bit.
Vance, excuse me. Behave yourself. You're not being very good this evening, Vance. Shout when it's clear. Yeah. Oh, it's that cold. Can't do with this cold. I bet you're enjoying it, mind.
I love this one.
It's all right for some.
Genuinely.
Forward. Good lad, Andy. Find right. Find right. Wait. Sorry, I can't hear you.
If you look at our Icelandic photos, that's me looking happy, that's Simon looking freezing.
Poor Simon was shivering this evening walking to the pub. I thought normally I'm the coldest one, but...
Well, Doug was basically hunched up in his hoodie all day.
Really? Forward, Vance, let's go. Good lad. Steady, Vance. Straight on. On we go. Good boy. So we're now coming up the side of Victoria Station. Hopefully, anyway. Steady. Vance. There's a curb up here somewhere. Found the curb. Maybe there isn't. I thought there was. There's a curb, Vance. Okay, good boy. Yes, there is. Forward, Vance. Let's go. Must be a taxi rank or something, because there are cars and the engines idling there. Good boy, Vance. Keep going. Good boy. Keep going, Vance. Come on. Let's go. Okay, let's stand and wait for Mark. I was going to say Vance. For some reason, I always get Vance and Mark mixed up. Easily done. I think we're by an entrance here to the station as well. A nice glow coming from inside. You want to cut through via the mainline station here?
Yeah.
Come on, Vance, let's go. Find right, Vance. Good boy. Let's wait for Mark, shall we? Let's wait for Mark. Good boy.
An air conditioner.
Find the way, Vance. Find the way. Steady, Vance. No, Vance. Straight on. Steady, straight on. No, come on. Behave yourself, Vance. Steady. Oh, he's in a rush this evening. Find the way, Vance. Is the tube entrance open? It's somewhere over there, isn't it? Sorry?
Follow me.
Steady, Vance, please. Steady. Stand. Sorry?
It's weekday. What? On a weekday.
What's a weekday, sorry?
They close on a weekday.
Oh, right. How do you get in on a non-weekday, then?
What?
How do you get in on a non-weekday, then?
They closes on weekdays in rush hour.
Oh, right, sorry, yes, okay, fine. Ford Francisco. Steady. Steady, Vance, come on. Ridiculous, Vance. Ford? Yep, we'll stand there, wait for Mark, shall we? Good boy. He pounds all the way down the steps and then turns around at the bottom to wait for Mark. A cheeky dog. Sound. Funny sounds in here, it sounds like an owl.
Yes. I have no idea what it is, but yes.
I think it's an owl.
Probably.
Find the way, Vance. Steady. Yeah, you find the way. No, Vance, excuse me, watch where you're going and find the way. No, not today. District line. Find the way. Come on. Good boy, Handy. No, no. Good boy. Vance, it'd be wonderful if you could just concentrate on what we're doing. There. Has this changed? Has this changed? I'm sure I said that last time I came up here. I think.
That wasn't like it was last time. I'm not sure what it's
right.
Done, but I think
it might have. It feels bigger.
Yes.
Come on, Vance. I think their main piece of work was taking out a load of asbestos at some stage, but. Oh, right, okay. Okay, fine, right, Vance. Good lad. Wait, find the gate. Where's the gate? Let's go. Keep going. One step. Yep, good boy. Well done. And wait there, we need to say goodbye to Mark here. Hang on, Vance. Have you broken the gate, Mark?
Yeah.
What did you do to it?
I stepped towards it, which meant it had to reverse its opening.
Right, well, have a nice remainder of your birthday.
Well, my birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I know, my birthday weekend. Sorry.
Yep.
And I will see you soon, probably next year.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I'll see you, yeah.
I'll be in touch somehow in whatever.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, anybody wishing to use the underground tonight, the last Circle Line services eastbound is 3 minutes, westbound 8 minutes.
District line? Did that finish earlier then? Let's hope so. All right, I'll let you know if I get home.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay, night. Steady, Vance. Steady, 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 steady. Find left, Handy. Left. Left again. Find the way, Vance. I think we will just take the first district train, District 9 train that comes and keep jumping trains as we go further and further west. Could be interesting. Find the way, Handy. Keep going. Keep going, Vance. Come on. Good boy. Well done, Handy. Stand there. Right.
gentlemen, anybody wishing to go on the Circle Line eastbound by Liverpool Street, this train, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Anybody wishing to go on the westbound Circle Line service by Paddington, the last train is in 5 minutes.
Just looking up my trains on here. Try and get a departure board for Victoria. Right, looking at Victoria. Amazingly, I have a signal down here. I did. Come on, work for me, please. Not showing much. That's not a good sign. Must be something, come on. I'm getting an error on here, which is unhelpful. I have got signal. But it just doesn't seem to want to load me anything, which is a bit annoying. Let's try closing that and reopening it. Attempting to close the Tube app and then reopen it. Tube Deluxe, there we go. Or as my screen reader says on here, Tube Deluxe. I'm still getting errors. Unrecognized leading character, apparently, whatever that means. It sounds like a Circle Line. Wait there, Vance. Stay there. To the Circle Line. Tell by the sound of the doors. It's a Richmond train in 19 minutes. Oh dear, that's a bit of a while. I think what I might do is take an Ealing train and just get a bit further up the line just in case the Richmond train doesn't materialise. Some kind of nightclub or something. Right, train coming, I think this could be an Ealing, so we might get this. Wait there, Vance. Okay, front door.
Last eastbound Circle Line has departed. Last westbound Circle 2 minutes. Last westbound Circle 2 minutes.
Victoria, change here.
To say that there haven't been any announcements on here, but actually there are. So I'm assuming it's an Ealing Broadway, and I think I will change it.
Shall I sit down?
It's alright, I'll stay here, but thank you anyway. It's very kind. Thank you. So I think I'll change it to Turnham Green. Seems the safest place to do it. So it's relatively near Richmond if no Richmond train turns up. Right, well, I've changed my mind. I'm going to get off at Hammersmith because it's a slightly bigger station. Slightly more undercover, might be a bit warmer. And it's got a bus station, so it must have 9 buses. So if the train doesn't turn up, then I must be able to get to Richmond, I'm guessing. However, there is meant to be a Richmond train in about 19 minutes' time. It's a bit of a long time to wait, but never mind, can't do much about that. Jump off here and see what happens. Oh, good lad, well done. Wait there. Wait there. Turn around. Don't be too excited, we've got a long wait now. Sit there. Sit. And wait. Good lad, well done. Joys of late night travelling. Travelling now on the cusp of the end of the service. So I think we're probably waiting for the last Richmond train of the night. Slightly ridiculous at, you know, 12:30, it's the service is stopping, but here we go. It's only 36 minutes past midnight now. Never mind. Right, better just check where my train is, don't want to miss it. Give you a few late night sounds now at Hammersmith whilst I wait. I understand it, there should be at least 2 Ealing Broadway trains before a Richmond train materialises. Distinct absence of trains here. I'm sure there should have been one by now, it's Wheeling, but goodness knows where it's got to. Oh no, here it comes. I'll just listen in case when it arrives it says it's going to Richmond instead. You never know your luck. The announcements here seem to be very sporadic. Yep, it's leaving. Just about got it in before they closed the doors. And there's a Piccadilly Line train behind me.
Sorry? Are you okay?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Thanks for checking, though.
Alright.
Waiting for a Richmond one, which...
Yeah, so are we.
Alright, fine.
Yep.
Few and far between, I think, aren't they?
Are they? He's definitely coming.
I think there's one in about 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
It's about the only one left, I think, though.
Alright. Cheers.
Alright. Another Ealing Broadway. Yep, another Ealing Broadway. So the Richmond one is due in about 7 minutes now, I think. There are no more trains into London from the station at all, full stop. The departure boards are playing funny tricks because trains seem to appear on it, and I mean the departure board, I'm looking at my phone, trains seem to appear on it and then vanish again, and according to it there are still trains into central London, but the announcements say otherwise. Right, anyway, next train on this platform should be mine. My inclination is to take it, whatever. And if it doesn't turn out to be mine, then I'll just get off at the next station and wait. One. Another westbound Piccadilly line.
Customer information, your next Heathrow service, currently at Gloucester Road, due in approximately 6 minutes. Your next Richmond service is due in approximately 5 minutes.
Good, good. Announcements have picked up a bit, that's good. Prefer not, if
all
that's
right,
okay. He's working. Thank you.
Looks a lovely dog.
He is. He's very good.
La Piccadilly, mi ha detto 5 minuti.
Un secondo. Ah, sì. Bueno, de todas maneras.
Keep the recording rolling for a bit, you'll get an idea of what it's like waiting here on this somewhat deserted platform. A few people, but somewhat deserted, waiting for the what's probably the final train of the night to Richmond. Sounds like another train has just come in or gone through, at least on the other side. I presume it's gone through because I haven't heard it open its doors. So we're really at the point where the service is starting to shut down now. Services are running through to their depots, presumably. And they're advising people, if not on the final train, to go and get night buses. I'd like to avoid that, if possible. You right, Vance? You good boy? Sounds like something could be coming. What's that? Let's have one more look at the online departure board. Thankfully, there's a signal at Hammersmith. It's another good reason for coming this far along the line, is that it's not in tunnels, so you get a signal. 4 minutes to Richmond, apparently. Alright, there's a train coming in now. We'll see if this is a Richmond. I'm going to get on it anyway, I'm not going to risk missing it. Turn around. Vance, turn around now. Thank you. And sit. Down you go.
Is Hammersmith. Change here for the Hammersmith and City and Piccadilly lines. This is a District Line train to Richmond. Nice.
as usual, they're going to hold us outside the station whilst they decide what they're going to do with us.
No, they're off.
Okay, let's go again.
Homeward bound.
You wait, Vance. Good boy. Left. Good lad. Let's go. Come on then, Houndy. Let's go. Find the way, Houndy. Good boy. Find the gate. It should be open, I would have thought, at this time of night. Yep, straight through. Find the steps, Vance. And forward. Good boy. And forward. Find the way, Handy. Let's go. A very quiet, deserted Richmond station. If there was a crowd on that train, then we're ahead of it. Find left. Almost hit the door. I think they'd closed one side of the door there. Good boy, Vance. Find the way. Come on then, let's go. Come on. Find the crossing, Vance. Good boy, well done. Okay, find the crossing. Good boy. Found the box for me there. You have to hold on to the thimble thing. Forward, Vance, as this time of night they turn off the bleeper. Find left, Vance. Still sounding slightly lively. Find the way, Vance. Good boy, find the way. Good lad, Vance. Very good boy. Good boy, find the way for me, Vance. Okay, come on then. Busy, busy. Busy boy. Good lad, well done. Very good. Definitely feels a bit colder than previous nights. Find right, Vance, let's go. Come on. Let's go. Almost do with my gloves on, which actually is probably the first time that I felt that in weeks. Good boy, on we go. I thought it's quite interesting listening to the slightly tipsy conversations and things at the time of night. I shouldn't gloat too much because I'm sure I have provided others with such entertainment before, but nevertheless, interesting to listen to. I suppose well for getting across the crossing up here. The traffic has stopped coming towards me. So hopefully, I haven't quite, but hopefully lights will change in our favour very soon. And they have. Forward, Vance. The traffic's getting on the other side, so it's clear for us. Find the way, Vance. Find the way, good boy. Keep going, big dog. Come on then, you. Let's go. Vance, come on. Good boy. Well, I'm glad I gave Vance his dinner before we went out this evening. Since I hadn't quite reckoned on getting back at 1:10 or whatever it will be by the time we get in. Good boy, Vance, doing very well. Okay, Vance, just stand a moment, stand there. And I shall just pause this recording. Bye for now. Well, it must be about 1:10, and we've made it home. That seems to have taken forever. It probably actually wasn't that long. Let me think, what time did we leave the pub? I have to say, I can't remember all the timings now. It just seems to have taken a very long time on the tube. I think maybe about 10 or 15 minutes longer than it should have done, because for some reason Richmond services seem to become scarcer at this time of night, and all trains seem to head for Ealing Broadway, probably because that's where the depot is. I try not to go on the last train too often because it's a bit risky in terms of getting back, but never mind, we made it. Vance, you, the big swishy tail, have been a very good boy apart from in the restaurant. He didn't get it on the recording, but he got very excited when Mark arrived, which I sort of expected, but still, I don't want that in a restaurant. And then he barked at a waiter, and that really wasn't acceptable at all. You can lick my hand as much as you like, mister. Yeah? Upstand. But it's so difficult, but having to remember that it's no good being grumpy with him now, it's long gone. He'd forgotten about that ages and ages, about hours ago. Didn't you, Andy? And all you're thinking now is how lovely it is to be home, and you're giving me your paw. Very nice. Thank you, Vance.
Oh, you're gorgeous.
You are. You're gorgeous. You want some water now? Mind you, you had a lot of water earlier in the pub, didn't you? Good, good. Thank you, Vance. Oh, let me just go and open the kitchen door and you can go.
Oh, my goodness me. I'm very tired now.
Okay, Vance, off you go. Good boy. Let me just check you've got some water. Go on, keep going then. Oh, it's cold in here. There's no heating in my kitchen.
It's rather cold.
Here we go, some water for you. Don't see I never give you anything, Vance. Right, there you go. Oh, you're there.
He wasn't where I thought he was at all.
Go on then, you can have your water. Good boy. Nice it is to be home. I would text Mark to say that I've got back, but since he's got no phone to read a text message on, there probably isn't much point. He should have had plenty more trains going in his direction, though. Nice and warm in here.
I'm sorry for the yawning, but that's sort of par for the course. It's ridiculous time at night. I will give you one more time check in just a second, and then I will say goodnight and upload the recordings from this evening that I want to upload, which may not be all of them.
Right. The time, sponsored by Apple, 17 minutes past 1. Good night, everybody.